Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today we should see light snow tapering off towards evening, a high near 23. Calm wind becoming south around 6 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 80% and the total daytime snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Tonight, a chance of flurries before 8 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 15 and a calm wind, and on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 29. And in the news, today's Wisconsin State Journal is reporting that Republican lawmakers on Monday were looking for co-sponsors for a resolution to forcefully urge the resignations of 5 of the 6 members of the state's Bipartisan Elections Commission and the agency's nonpartisan administrator after an audit found no widespread fraud in the state's 2020 election, but did recommend ways to improve how elections are conducted. Also Monday, the agency that implemented the review, the Nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau, updated its report to note that recently viewed election materials in Madison did not find any inaccuracies in the city's electronic voting machines or missing information on absentee ballot envelopes. Madison officials allowed Audit Bureau staff to review election records in November after Senate Republicans issued a subpoena demanding access to the materials. The city initially denied auditors direct access to documents from the 2020 election, citing guidance from the U.S. Department of Justice, reminding clerks of their obligation to retain and preserve election records. Assembly Minority Leader Democrat Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh called the effort to drive the election officials out appalling and dangerous, quoting, "Every Republican lawmaker in Wisconsin should reject this alarming idea publicly and loudly," Hintz said in a statement and continued, "Additionally, they need to make clear whether they accept the results of the 2020 election. At this point, silence equates to an embrace of criminal prosecution of election officials and anti-democracy rhetoric," end quote. All told, none of the 551 absentee ballot envelopes reviewed in Madison contained a partial or missing witness address or missing signatures from a witness or voter. Court decisions and a recount have affirmed President Joe Biden defeated Donald Trump in Wisconsin by almost 21,000 votes. That reporting again came from the Wisconsin State Journal. And from the Vernon County Times comes a report that on December 4th at 11:16 a.m., the Vernon County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding a structure fire at Trails End, a business commonly known as the Amish Walmart, located on Little Ridge Road in the town of Whitestown. The fire spread rapidly and all occupants were quickly evacuated from the building, according to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Despite the efforts of 6 local rural fire departments and several other members of the community, the store building was a complete loss. No injuries were reported, and there was no damage to any other buildings. The source of the fire appears to have been the chimney of the wood stove. The incident remains under investigation by the Ontario Fire Department and the Vernon County Sheriff's Office. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.